AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
Podcasters, welcome to the podcast. This is absolutely massive.
What is?
Greg Sullivan.
He's, hey, oh, no, he's George A.
He's massive with comedy. He's huge. You know what? Greg was at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. He's played there.
Aye.
And he's also playing at 20s on the 19th. Get there and see him. You can't miss him.
There's a big gap between he's got a, and the...
He could fill it.
Oh! Hey, just because you are CrossFitters.
Today on the podcast, Greg introduces us to a... He's been watching Ninja, Australian Ninja Warrior, so he introduces us to a brand new Ninja show. It's not the one you think it is. Plus some football tips for you.
Yeah, he's got some great footy tips. The Honey Badger, the Badge, joins us.
Don't call him the Badge.
I love the Badge.
Don't. The Honey Badger, he's an ex-rugby union star. He's on The Bachelor. It kicks off this Wednesday. We have a chat with him. And look, also, in the feed today, I'm going to talk about, well, Pink's back touring, which is great. But there's a chick, a diva, who's just cancelled her tours to Australia. I think you'd be very happy.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a spray on pegs. And I'm not talking tent pegs. I'm going to talk about something that we pretty much dedicate most things nearly every day to.
It's ridiculous.
The washing peg.
That's stupid.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We have got a very special guest joining us right now.
Yes.
Gold 92.5.
We certainly do. A lot of people know him as the Honey Badger. His mother knows him as Nicholas Mark Cummins. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're talking about the new Bachelor. It starts this Wednesday live in the studio, mate. Now, the Honey Badger, your name is that because apparently you thought like an animal in defence. Do you understand amongst, with all these women, how much of your animal instincts had to kick in?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, when you've got a whole bunch of birds that are marching with purpose and they're coming at you hot, and they are hot.
Oh, we've seen the pick. We've taken our own picks.
Yeah, you know, you really sit you down and it humbles you. You know, you think, what a lucky bloke. But at the same time, you know, when you get to know them all, you sort of, you develop connections and it actually becomes a responsibility. You know, their heart, you know, is in your hands.
Yes, that's right.
Do you shed a tear? Do you ever think you'd shed a tear?
Oh,
well, you've got to. I like, you'd never picture the Honey Badger, the Badger, to shed a tear.
Say the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger. Yes. To shed a tear. You know, you see the ads in his you know, the undies, but is it tough?
Mate, yeah, look, you know what? You may see that. May.
Yeah.
It may not be for the exact reason you're thinking about, but yeah, I think it may happen throughout the series, yeah.
How do you go with a whole lot of women chasing you? Because they always say the animal instinct with a guy is that they like the chase. Now, how is it when there's no chase for you? They're literally throwing themselves at you and you don't know which ones actually are in there for love or which
they all are.
Or which ones are in there for just to get some more Instagram followers.
Yeah, that's right. You know, traditionally, you'll see, like, When a lion sees something run, all of a sudden it'll want us to chase it. You know, I get that. And that's me in the normal world. But right, so in this situation, you know, they're all coming at you, and it's more about, it's just you're sussing it out, you're ducking and weaving, you're going, no, it's about danger there. That's,
wow. Yeah.
So you got to be pretty mindful. But no, look, it's the odds are in my favour. Yeah.
Do you wish you did it? Do you actually wish you did it in another country where you could not only select one, you could select seven?
Oh, stop. No.
I'm not going to lie, but that as a joke, in a joking way, that did cross my mind.
See,
if we were doing this in Dubai, things would be very different.
Yeah, well, you couldn't be pashing in public with a cheese platter like you do for every date on The Bachelor.
Yeah, but you'd have a hummer, buddy, you know, a stretched hummer, and you'd have buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that way you can fit them all in.
Explain that, right. Yeah. Hey, why are you single? Why do you need this show? I mean, you're a good-looking rooster. Actually, you're better looking in real life, too.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Del. Yeah. No, look. I think, I mean, you know, I don't need it. Sure, anyone can go out to the bar and grab anyone and sort of form a relationship, but
right.
You don't want that. You want something special. You want something that's going to, I don't know, is more suited to you and your life paths line up and you sort of, I think coming into the show, the girls don't know who The Bachelor is.
Yeah.
And that way, for me personally, I get a fresh start. They're not just going to judge me off what they've seen of me or what sport I do.
That's, good.
It's about who I am.
So. All right. Well, we myself and Adrian thought we'd look at the lineup.
Yes.
And give you a bit of a sneak peek of what we would have chosen.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't met any of these like you would have at the start, but these are our top three.
Which is really dodgy from a 44-year-old and a 60-year-old.
Especially when one of
them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. One of them is the same age as my daughter. I've had life experience.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Baby. So, our Spider's main picks are gone all Queensland.
Hang on, Reggie. Hang on.
Do you know what? Queensland are paying $2.50. I've looked at all the odds. I had a big bet on House Rules and lost that, so I'm on to the Batchy.
All right, now, Spider, by the way, he said as he was looking at everyone, it's so hard because I don't know them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you said that in the nightclub in your day too. He said, I'm not going south either.
No.
So he's gone all Queenslanders.
Yeah, not going south.
Rhiannon from Queensland, Sophie from Queensland, and Tennille from Queensland are his top picks. Strong.
Yeah.
Now, there's a double up with Rhiannon because AJ also picks Rhiannon, 28, Queensland. Dodgy.
I like the song.
Lovely girl.
Brooke, 23, from WA.
Mm. Oh. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Kayla, 27, Queensland.
Yeah, she's also lovely.
Hang on. You might have to see the video to see the face there.
Yeah.
So, Tennille, I reckon Rhiannon's doing okay. Sophie, Queensland, yeah, she's all right, yeah.
Look, they're absolutely beautiful. You picked a bunch of stunners there, and you know what? They've all got something special about them, every one of them, so you can't really put one on a pedestal.
The more
you get to know them, the more you realise where the gold is.
Okay, I can't wait for the psycho. Yeah. There's always at least one psycho per bachelor or bachelorette. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's probably more.
Sophie Monk didn't make the cut.
You and Sophie be beautiful together. He's just sipping his banana smoothie.
Good luck, mate.
Hey, do you want to hang around? I've got a sport question for him next.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Oh,
yeah, let's go.
No worries.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The Honey Badger from, what's it called?
The Bachelor.
You know I don't watch reality TV.
But if it's Ninja Warrior, it may be if Ninja Warrior's dated.
Yeah, I know. So you've got a question.
I have. Honey Badger, look, in the AFL, we don't have red cards or yellow cards. Now, I know Union, you have the red and yellow cards. They do in soccer. They do in the NRL. I'm really pushing for the AFL to get it.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Are they worthwhile having? You've copped a couple of cards yourself over your career.
Yeah, I have, mate. Christmas cards and various other things, but with this penalising, I've had two yellows. I think the good thing about a card is it can give you some disciplinary action right on the spot, and it can that way save weeks of being being suspended
because
you've already served your time.
Yeah.
So when they reassess it, they go, no, it wasn't as bad as it looked. And he's already had to be off for say 60 minutes of a game, which the other team had scored this many tries.
Yeah.
So it's actually time spent, you've served your dues.
Well, my one is the fact that you're getting penalised against the team that you did the act against, rather than penalising, giving the advantage to other teams, because, if you get 3 weeks, the only teams that advantage that are the teams you got in the next 3 weeks, not the actual team you're playing right now. So my understanding is that red cards are fantastic. If you've done an act that's going to be sent straight to the tribunal, there's no doubt about it, or it's behind play, give them a red card, send them off for the rest of the game. At least the team they're playing then gets the benefit.
Yeah, well, that's how it works in footy, and it feels like a real bugger when you do get sent off. You let the team down. And yeah, it definitely costs you.
Hang on, you can make it less harsh, and like you do on The Bachelor for elimination, the red rose. So why can't the refs go out with the red rose and go, I'm sorry.
Because you only get a rose if you make the cut.
Oh, that's right. Well, then you don't get a rose. You don't get a red rose. There we go. We do the opposite. What about that?
We work beautifully. I know sport. Bridge knows the batchy.
Good on you guys.
Gold 92.5. Gee, I tell you what, Bridge, he's wearing.
See you, honey badger.
What's he wearing? He's wearing some really nice.
Yeah. What do you reckon he's wearing?
I don't know. Maybe Tom Ford or Giorgio Armani or Hugo Boss.
Oh, please.
Tommy Hilfiger. I don't know.
Who?
He's just left.
It smells nice, the bike.
AJ likes the smell of the honey badger. I asked him before he came on air. You ready?
Yeah.
Organic tea tree oil.
Wow.
He goes all organic.
Yeah.
Ladies, you know what that normally means.
Yeah.
What? Use of deodorant.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
All right, now we were talking earlier about this party pooper council. Why does Melbourne seem to be the forefront of... When it comes around Christmas, it seems to be in Melbourne and Victoria in general that shopping centres can't play Christmas carols, although I know a few people in retail that wish they can never play Christmas carols.
This is why they should sack a lot of local councils.
Well, now they're saying glow sticks have been banished from a neighbourhood Christmas celebration because the local council said... They're bad for the environment, which, you know, okay, they're not the best, but they're distracting children from focusing on the community spirit.
But you look at anything like that, as you say, if it's fireworks, like, are they any good for the environment? Are they any good? Like, everything's same old, isn't it?
I know. Well, I caused a reign of terror in the Virgin Lounge at the Suns in the weekend when I asked for a straw. Then the music stopped, the game stopped, everyone stopped and went, you want to choke a dolphin today, do you, madam?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be careful. I get that, but... To say that it's stopping children from focusing on the community spirit, you know, we grew up with naked flames at these events, you know what I mean, and party hats on. And
exactly right. You try and take
highly flammable.
Yeah, try and take one of those party hats on and off, the one with those little bit of elastic at the bottom. They'll take a bit of skin off every time.
But I do feel for the next generation of techno people, because if they stop this, I was a little techno bunny. Have you guys ever been through that stage?
What do you mean a techno bunny?
Oh, when I was like 17, 18, 19, into the Prodigy and all that kind of music and... You know, would be a little techno girl and go to the clubs in Brisbane in the valley and you've got glow sticks in your hand. It was great because if you didn't know what to do with your hands, at least you look like you could do things with your hands. With this, you know, like to this what I was trying to play before, this music. Like,
remember
come
this?
On, you remember this. Pump the jam.
Yeah.
I can't on the say, dance floor. Come on,
can't
yes,
say
you
I was
do.
Never, ever
yes,
a glow bunny or whatever.
Of course, you were a glow bunny. You're telling me you don't
song.
Know this
I know
song?
A little bit.
All right, if you're not, here we go. Ready, go.
Go, Peter.
Pump the jam, pump it up. While your feet are stomping.
And your jam is pumping.
More.
More. Your body going on the dance floor. That's where the party's at. And you'll find out if you do that.
Here we go.
I was never had glow sticks in my hand, but
please, I don't think you're a techno guy. Please say we never pashed. Please say we were never at the same techno
what
event.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
It is, and it's 10 to 8.
And after cancelling a run of shows for her Beautiful Trauma tour, Pink finally back on stage. Yay, she's all better. And it was an epic show. It was in Sydney. It was to 20,000 fans. And this is what Pink had to say about her illness.
Thank you guys for being here with me tonight. I'm not contagious. I promise. But if you get it, you'll be so skinny.
If you got it, you'll be so skinny. Poor thing. She had a bad bout of gastro, as we know. So great to see her back on the road, our adopted daughter. But someone who we're happy... Well, maybe this is personal.
Well, I don't know who it is.
Well, I think she's a big diva. And I'm about what you like on the inside. And I think she's beautiful on the outside, but not the nicest on the inside. That's just my personal
opinion. Okay, well, who is it?
Well, someone has cancelled their Australian and New Zealand shows. Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Why? I don't know. Or care. I don't know. I was reading the story.
Lack of ticket sales.
Something about lack of interest, lack of something. No, I don't know. Made up some kind of excuse. I'm not too sure why. But look, an incredible voice.
Yeah.
Amazing voice. Yeah. But just the antics off stage, I don't know. But now that she's not coming, there won't be a population explosion because she also brings with her the entourage, which is the eyebrow shaper, the umbrella holder, the guy that holds the straw to her mouth. That's true. Someone to employ to say she's beautiful. The man hired just to tell her bum doesn't look big in that. And it's great because ex-James Packer can now come out of hiding from behind the poker machine. It's all right.
Yes.
She's not coming. It's okay. Now, ladies, this was really tough, but on the weekend, Chris Hemsworth celebrated his 35th birthday.
Did he? Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday. And you know what I love? Elsa, his beautiful Spanish wife, is 42. She's killing it. She's rocking it. Anyway, there's a photo on Insta and he's smiling. He's just about to blow the candles out on a beautiful cake. And then straight after the photo was taken, his son did a ninja warrior move from behind, grabbed him, and unfortunately his face planted the cake.
Grabbed the man bun.
No. While the candles were still lit.
Oh.
So he spent his 35th in an emergency.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, that face needs to be insured. I would be suing the candle company, suing your son, suing everyone, definitely. But apparently his face was covered in that much wax that when he turned up to hospital in Byron Bay, they thought it was Nicole Kidman. But anyway, it's a different story.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5. Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Yeah, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year. We have three trivia questions from the past. We pit Spider and Bridget together and Rod McLeod helps out in the newsroom. Are we all right to play?
We're ready to go. We're
rock
on top of the woods. How are you going? It's Monday morning. You've had a couple of hiccups early.
I wonder who's the technician on this morning. Do you think they're awake if we do a call out now? Because we need this computer in here fixed on my right. So whoever's listening, make your way in.
If it's Chachi, he takes a while to do his hair first.
He does.
Looks exactly like Chachi from Adios.
We actually helped him out the other day because he comes straight from his girlfriend's. You wanted to go home? So.
I don't think anyone is helping out if they've come straight from their girlfriends.
No, we did. No.
What
we
do you mean?
Well, he wanted to go home anyway, so he got the call up, so he had to drop here on the way home. It was perfect.
Oh,
you got to leave a little bit earlier.
There we go.
Okay, name that year. We're going to sport first up. Name the year.
What an effort. What a night for Ryan Girdler. At full time, a 40-point margin. 56-16.
So there's a bit of explaining here to do. Lang Park, final game at Lang Park, and it was game 3 of the series when the final game at Lang Park.
Origin.
Yeah, State of Origin. So State of Origin, game 3, final game at Lang Park. Name that year.
Oh, look.
What, final game that it was called Lang Park? Is that what they're saying?
The final game at Lang Park, when State of Origin was played at Lang Park.
Okay.
Which is now Suncorp Stadium.
And it was game 3 of State of Origin, that game there. Name the year.
Uh-huh. Rob McLeod's licking his lips. He knows exactly when, where, how, and why. I think the margin is the one that's going to get us all because it's a massive, massive victory. Oh, look, I don't know. I'm going to have a guess.
What was the victory? What did it say?
50 to 16 or something. 56-10.
Oh,
it was huge.
Yeah.
I am going to say Spider. Okay. Don't laugh. 2008.
No.
I remember seeing it there when it was still Lang Park in 98. But, yeah, that big one, that was that massive one. I think it was only a few years ago. Bridge 2012.
No.
You think of Girdler still playing.
Mm.
What did you say, Peter?
Ryan, still playing. No. Oh, I said 2008.
And you said
2012.
12, no.
No. This is earlier. This is when New South Wales actually knew how to win an Origin game. It was in year 2000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, Rodney, we knew.
Of course, Suncorp Stadium's been that for a while.
I've
never got on a Monday in this.
No, it must have been good. One of his early games. He's not that old, is he?
Girdler. He's retired though now, isn't he?
Yeah.
You're questioning the producer again, Pete?
No. I'm just asking how old Ryan Girdler would be.
Okay. Bridget, I know you'll know. By the way, you win by default.
Thank you.
No worries at all. I can just tell, Bridgie, in the air, it's one of those days today with Peter.
You know it. You feel the vibe, do you? I feel the vibe with you too. The vibe with you. It's all go.
What have I done?
I know. It's more your vibe.
Oh, okay.
No, as in you're going to start.
No, I'm fine.
Start it up.
No, I'm fine. Here's one you'll know, Bridgie. You ready? Bit of music. Yeah. Peter will have no idea.
Oh, don't say that, because that normally means he guesses and he does well.
I don't guess. I know.
It's the live version.
Great song. One of the most favourite riffs of all time. Famous ones.
You know that one, Peter?
Yeah, Smoke on the Water. I drunk scotch with him. One night in Melbourne after a concert there, because one of my mates was a massive fan, and the security guy said, "Oh, do you want to come back and have a scotch?" But
you put the mocker on it. See,
I did have a heap.
He still won't have any idea.
He told us exactly how, you know, obviously he was sitting there writing the song, and there was a fire across the lake.
What's his name?
Oh, hang on. You're talking about somebody nobody knows who you're talking about.
No, I don't know. No, I can't remember his name either.
Oh, I thought you got a name drop.
No. I would have if I knew his name, but it was 1973.
What's the name of the band?
Deep Purple. Yeah. I mean, yeah, was that? No. One of them. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you because by default again, but it was 1973.
Thank you.
I told you that's what happens whenever you say Peter doesn't
know.
He does it.
I know, you're right.
Well
you're
done.
Right. Yeah, so
I still had to get to training the next day.
Oh.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Story finished? All right.
Bridgie, this one's for
you. I always know on a Monday. Not a chance on a Monday. All right.
We're off to the movies.
Say we get down the elevator, we can't move, and past the guards with the guns, and into the vault we can't open. We're just supposed to walk out of there with $150 million in cash.
Ocean's 11, named that year.
Great movie.
First one. The first one in the franchise. I want to see the new one, which is the girl version with Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I think it's Ocean's 8, I think. Very cool indeed. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You haven't seen any movies.
I haven't seen many movies. I've seen this one because it's on a lot of aeroplanes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to guess. Bridge 2004.
No.
No, a fraction earlier. It seems like it's been around forever.
Yes, it has.
And they've had 11, 12 and 13.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to go 99.
No.
Oh, right-ish kind of an era because Spider was still flying regularly.
I was flying Ansett.
I'll have a crack at 2002.
One.
Oh.
Congratulations, Spider.
Please
thank
sweep.
You. Yeah, thank well you. Done. Thank you.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Guys, put your hands together. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Greg
Sullivan, funny man. Greg, just check your microphone there for me, please.
How's that?
Very good.
Oh.
Can I get a little bit more bottom end?
That's what the doctor said to me last Thursday, Greg, but that's another story. Greg Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Lovely day.
It's an exciting time, isn't it, Spider?
We love footy this time of the year. The finals just around the corner, we know that. And, for the AFL and the NRL, doesn't matter what code you follow, it's exciting. We love September.
I've been working overseas a lot this year, and I haven't been. Are the Suns in the eight?
Oh, don't
I haven't,
be.
I haven't been following.
Overseas, you've been in Bribe Island, mate. Come on.
Oh, look, I've been all over. The
Suns
place.
Are in the 18th.
Yeah.
On the other end.
Now, I heard.
Just.
Can you explain this to me, Spider? I heard something a mate of mine was saying that apparently some clubs get, like, there's an advantage in being last in the AFL.
The lower you are, you get a priority pick, so you get the better draft choices. So the bottom clubs get the so-called better kids in the draft.
So they actually, there might be a tactical advantage in if you're not going to make the eight.
Yeah.
Throw in a game or two.
Well, there's been a few games where there's been a selection where a couple of games people have gone, I know why you've left that player out and why you haven't chosen that player, because they think if they lose, they're going to get better players.
I was wondering why they called me this week.
Greg.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, you've been watching Australian Ninja Warrior.
I love that show. I think you know, it's, Australia's amazed us with our ability to be ninja-like, but I reckon if we're going Japanese martial arts, we should try Australian sumo warrior, because I see a lot more candidates for that around than ninjas. But one thing...
Well, we're living in obese society.
Oh, it's obesogenic, as my doctor would say.
Isn't that a protein powder you take to get skinny?
Yeah. I'm on the obesogenic at the moment, actually. Right. No, but one thing that they've missed in the whole ninja thing is ninjas are supposed to be never seen.
Yeah.
And here they are on the telly. Here they are on the telly, oiled up in fluoro. That's not very ninja-like. The person who wins Australian Ninja, they should just be shots of empty obstacles, and then the button goes off, and you go, what happened? And that... But they only get to be, there's only one every season, isn't it? That means there's a lot of unemployed ninjas getting around, isn't there? Yeah. And where are they? Obviously, you don't know because you can't see them. But I think I have a theory. I know where all of these second-rate ninjas are working.
Yeah, right, where?
On the M1 between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. They put out signs and cones and then disappear. And you slow down to 40 and you go, what the hell is this about? Ninjas.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
What's the day today? 13th of August.
Yes.
Okay, what puts you up as a crowning mother of the year?
I've missed them. Missed all three birthdays. Bang.
What birthdays?
My three fur babies.
Oh, my God.
No, hang on.
You don't have birthdays.
Ted the Maltese Shih Tzu, Jemima the Pug crossed with a Cavalier, and Samara the Cat. And I've realised that I've missed all three recently.
Is it like a horse? Do they just all have birthdays on the 1st of August?
No, they don't. No, they all have their real birthdays. And
you actually know when their birthdays are?
The only way I can say is that it's like a Cabbage Patch Kid. When you get one, maybe you can relate to that, because you can't relate to animals. You get a certificate to say this is the day they were born. Hang on, that's right, you've had kids. It's like a certificate to say they were born.
I got a certificate with Summer, Nay, Caitlin and Boston. But what you don't know.
That's like, what you do so with an animal.
Okay, so what about for birds? If you had a bird, do you have a birthday for a bird? Do you have it for a mice or a lizard?
No, come on. Don't be stupid. No, you're being stupid. Excuse me. Just let me talk. I have animals because I don't have children. These are my children, all right? Yeah. And so I know their birthdays are the end of July and early August, and they're pretty much within a week and a half of each other. Mm. Pretty much a week and a half.
Mm.
And I've missed them all. And so now I do feel really bad.
Yeah,
I
so
feel
you
terrible.
Well, I think you should do too.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yes.
Well, Peter, there's one thing I've worked out in the 12 months I've been in this room with you.
What?
You hate animals.
No,
Bridget and I are animal lovers. You don't like horses. Correct? You don't like horses?
Thank you.
I love backing horses.
You don't like dogs?
I don't mind dogs. I grew up with dogs.
As long as you can make money out of them, that's all.
I don't mind watching them run.
Absolutely detest cats.
I hate cats.
As long as you can make money off an animal, that's okay. Then he probably would celebrate their birthday or any other day. No, so what we're going to do is just combine all three and have just a big day for all three of them.
They're not going to know anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, we're going to take them for extra walks and extra pats and extra cuddles, so we're just...
Is there people out there that actually celebrate their kids?
What do they call them? The furry kids'
birthdays.
I had a gentleman recently when I was at the vet, and he was filming everything. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, it's his birthday today, and I'm putting together a birthday thing for him, a collage of it. Just ends up we have to go to the vet.
Anybody ever had like a... actually, this would not surprise me. There would be. Has anybody had like a birthday party for their animals?
Yes, of course they do. You could get pupcakes.
Oh my God.
Instead of cupcakes. You can get birthday cakes that are just for the animals to eat. Some people can't have kids, Peter.
I know that. I understand that, but birthday.
Can you rip through all of your kids' birthdays?
Yeah, they're all on the 17th except for Boston, who was on the 18th, so I was pretty lucky.
Sounds like a horse's birthday. You just made sure they're all together. All right, give us a call on 1327 Ted. Prove Peter wrong.
Yeah.
Who celebrates their pet's birthday?
And who's forgotten?
Yeah, make me feel better.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Mother of the Year missed all my kids' birthdays. All three.
I can't believe it.
Yes,
I
you can.
I cannot believe it. When you pride yourself on being such a brilliant mother, you missed the three of their birthdays.
I am. Even Joby, my fiancé, said, you're going to be a great mum. I like the way you look after your kids. But, yeah, they're all around the two-week period. End of July, early August. I realised yesterday, whoops.
Missed the whole lot.
Missed the whole lot. And Ted's getting old. He's like 13 now.
I can't believe that actual people remember their animals' birthdays.
Of course
you
do.
To be honest.
You've got a certificate.
Oh.
You do.
Yeah. So we want to know. Do you
want to prove me wrong?
I want to see if people actually do celebrate their kids. I mean, they're what are they called?
Furry kids.
Furry kids' birthday.
Yeah. We've got Charmin and Oxenford, do you?
Absolutely, guys. I missed one of my dog's 13th.
No,
she became a teenager. And then I missed the 5-year-olds on the 13th of July, around the time you're talking, Bridge.
Oh, no, no.
So I've now written on my calendar that my Max the cat turns 18 on the 4th of October.
Well, you're not
don't forget
you're
that.
Not a great parent if you miss that many birthdays. Let's be honest. So you don't really care that much, do you?
There's a few circumstances that made me forget it, and I'm beating myself up about it.
Yeah, see, you do. Charmin, do you have children?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. So
have you forgotten their
birthday?
No, I've only got one. That's why I only had one in case I forgot her birthday.
Thanks, Charmin.
Thanks, Charmin.
Charmin.
And Yvonne in Currumbin, surely, do you celebrate your furry kids' birthdays?
I don't. Unfortunately, I've had to get all mine put down over time, and I haven't anymore. But I've got a friend that sent me a photo of their cat with a party hat on.
That's abuse.
It's very cute. And I've got another friend went to a celebrate another little dog's birthday with all the little friend's dogs there, and they treated them and spoilt them and had a lovely time together playing.
It's abuse.
But I haven't.
That's so cute.
I was going to say, it's abuse giving your children a party hat. They hurt that much trying to put them on and off.
Stop it.
Trying to do that with a cat.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Australian Ninja Warrior, we've just come off another series of that you've been watching.
Australian Ninja Warrior, I love that show. I think, you know, Australia's amazed us with our ability to be ninja-like, but I reckon if we're going Japanese martial arts, we should try Australian Sumo Warrior, because I see a lot more candidates for that around than ninjas. But one thing...
Well, we're living in obesous society.
Obesogenic, as my doctor would say.
Isn't that a protein powder you take to get skinny?
Yeah. I'm on the obesogenic at the moment, actually.
Right.
No, but I... one thing that they've missed in the whole ninja thing is ninjas are supposed to be never seen.
Yeah.
And here they are on the telly, oiled up in fluoro. That's not very ninja-like. The person who wins Australian Ninja, they should just be shots of empty obstacles, and then the button goes off, and you go, what happened? And that... But they only get to be... There's only one every season, isn't it? That means there's a lot of unemployed ninjas getting around, isn't there?
Yeah.
And where are they? Obviously, you don't know because you can't see them. But I think I have a theory. I know where all of these second-rate ninjas are working.
Yeah, right, where?
On the M1 between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. They put out signs and cones and then disappear. And you slow down to 40 and you go, what the hell is this about? Ninjas.
AJ, Butch and Spider, funny man Greg Sullivan's with us.
Look, it's tough to be a funny man. Don't worry about that. I mean, so many different audiences that you've got to cater to, whether it's an adults-only audience or just your run-of-the-mill hipsters or the kids. Now, you've experienced this, haven't you, Greg?
Kids are tough, as Spider you're saying.
Well, I got asked when I was playing for St Kilda to go to a bar mitzvah.
Mm.
I never heard of a bar mitzvah. I didn't even know what it was. I was
bar
like,
bar in the front of it.
Exactly right. I thought, how good is this?
Be careful, big boy. You could be working at one soon.
Yeah.
Been invited to a bar. I rock up and there's this young kid getting thrown in the air and everyone dancing and pinning money to him. And I'm going, what on earth is going on?
Well,
usually in our culture, dancing and having money pinned on you is your entry to womanhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Not manhood, but I've been working on the cruise ships for a little while, and on Carnival Cruise Lines, we have to do. With P&O, you just do adults only shows.
Carnival, this is the top shelf of the cruise lines.
Oh, Carnival. Yes, only the best of Carnival. I do a lot of them because they pay more, because the shows are harder, because you have to do shows with little tiny kids in the audience. And you were saying you did a
first birthday party.
A first birthday
party? Yeah, I had
party.
To do a first. They all cried and lost it, so I just roasted the parents. I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, the first birthday party is just the last chance for the parents to get really drunk before the kids know what's going on.
That's true.
I got heckled. The hardest heckle I ever had was from a beautiful little seven-year-old girl. She was just, at the front, and she was just talking all through my show. And, you know, you can't use your special words, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of your power's robbed. And finally, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I just said, look, where are your parents? And she said, in heaven.
Oh.
And where do I go from there?
What did you do?
I was devastated. Just the worst show I've ever had. Found out afterwards, heaven was the name of the spa on the ship.
Oh, I love it. Hey, thanks, Greg. Greg's back with us next week. Don't forget, August 31, he's playing at 20s Friday, the 31st for Greg Sullivan. It's all a part of the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase at 20s, 31st of August. It's a Friday.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
What's up, big fella?
This has divided a household. It's going to divide a community. It'll divide a nation one day. And I'm talking about when you're hanging the washing out on a clothesline and pegs. Clothes pegs, that's what it's about. And don't laugh, AJ, because it's annoying. I don't know what it is. Why do people leave pegs on the line? When there's no clothes, that should be an absolute no-go.
Excuse me?
Sorry, no-go. Pegs should never be on the line without clothes.
I used to always do it. I used to always put them in the basket, but I'm under a tree, so the basket gets full of crap and leaves, so the pegs go rusty. That's why I leave them on the line.
Take them inside. No pegs should be left. If I turn up and see a home, or if at home,
threats.
It takes me all my inner might, not to say something and go and take them off myself. It looks ugly, and you know what? It is just plain old lazy.
Because you do it all the time, don't you? You hang the clothes on the line all the time, I'm sure, Peter.
Absolutely. It ruins the pegs quicker. Nothing worse than pegs that break, the wood and the plastic, and then the metal bit just sits on the line, and it's like, how annoying is that metal bit trying to get it off the line? It takes longer to take the... When you've got pegs on the line, it takes longer to get them off and put a towel on, and then get some other pegs and more pegs and move the pegs to the side, and there's pegs underneath. It's not good enough, and it shouldn't happen. It is just plain laziness. All you need is a simple basket. And I'm telling everybody out there, if you see somebody with pegs on the line, next time they've got their washing out there, rewind yourself to your teenage years. You know, your teenage years, and you just walk up there, grab the clothes and just pull them off. And the pegs would go flying. They'd end up in the garden, in plants, on the lawn, in gutters. That is how you get retaliation.
Retaliation. You're right there, buddy. You pulled it off.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
What's this fascination?
Rod McLeod, you should be in the studio here. The girls
are all over
the golf. They haven't wanted a bar of it, and they said, oh, golf,
all of a sudden,
boring. Now they want to get popcorn and beers here, saying, wow, who's the leader? They reckon he's a bit of eye candy, as they say.
Yeah, he's
Brooks Koepka. They call him the bulldozer.
That was funny. Camille and I were just saying, there's no one good looking in golf. I mean, I remember the day when John Daly would have to hand his caddy the bourbon and the cigarette while he took a shot with his big beer gun.
That's the only way you can play golf, I think, is drinking. If you don't drink and play golf. And the other one, you know, I'd like to see, like, golf. And, you know, we're waiting to see how Adam Scott goes, but he just put it in the trees. But you should be allowed to use a ham wedge. Get it and just throw it a little bit sideways to help you out, or be able to kick it
What are you talking about? It sounds like you're saying sandwich.
Well, you'd be able to kick the ball away from the trees. If you hit it in the trees, you know, you just slowly just kick it to the left. I know it's a gentleman's game, but you just, you know, just to help you out a little bit.
You would cheat all the time.
No, sometimes you carry an extra ball in the pocket and you just drop it out and go, oh, gee, I've walked past that 15 times. I've only just noticed it.
Of course you do all of those hacks, don't you? Hey?
Well, you have to, don't you, Rodney?
No, it's a gentleman's game.
Shh, he's back on the telly, this hot guy. What's his name again?
The Bulldozer.
Brooks Koepka.
Deary me. So Camille is furiously stalking him on Instagram. What's is he got a girlfriend?
He's got an underhandle score thing.
He's got a score on his underhandle.
No, what? He's there is a picture of his girlfriend.
Oh,
there
she is. Yeah.
And his mum.
Oh, whatever.
As much as we like you, Camille, unfortunately.
Let's just keep a screenshot of that one, shall we?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think... yeah, the Bulldozer is well and truly cared for. He's got the backo ready.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.